Simon & Schuster Audio presents Why Peacocks? An unlikely search for meaning in the world's most magnificent bird. By Sean Flynn. Read by Vikas Adam.
Part 1. Roosting. Chapter 1. The reason to have a peacock, I would have thought, is self-evident. When you suddenly, and without any relevant experience or hint of prior interest, come into possession of one, it is understandable that people would be curious as to why. Yet they present the question in a way that suggests they genuinely cannot see what should be plainly obvious. I'm sure it was from exasperation that George Mallory finally said he was climbing Mount Everest simply because it was there. So, because of feathers. That is the reason. And colors. Because a peacock is a wondrously improbable apparition, ethereal, an avian experiment strayed from a misty place where pretty things are whispered about before being made fully real. Because looking at one makes you happy. Because Keats was right about truth and beauty. Also because, in this particular instance anyway, Elvis too. And because the first gifts you give the woman you've already decided you want to marry are freighted with enormously high stakes, some even that you can't possibly recognize until many years have passed, and then one afternoon, there are peacocks in the yard. We were both writers, she in New York and I in Boston, and we met in the usual way people did before smartphones and swiping apps, which was through friends. When we still lived in different cities, I would pick up Louise at the Back Bay train station and take her to my house in Swampscott, a hamlet on the edge of the ocean north of Boston. The drive between the station and the house was a dreary slog past the airport and the Greyhound track, and sketchy second-hand car lots on roads clotted with traffic and squeezed by crooked buildings smeared with soot. I'm wooing you, I told her on the first visit, which was true. This is the scenic route. I narrated the highlights as best as I understood them, which was mostly from writing about murder and thieving and the hoodlum idiocy of the decaying Boston mob. I knew a guy who used to fix races, I said when we passed the dog track. He said in a pin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?